Hunter Valley Today with Darren Cattruppi. Well, as we know, we've lost power throughout the upper Hunter from yesterday afternoon, and Ausgrid have been working their backsides off overnight and this morning to restore power. For the latest, Emma Shanks from Ausgrid joins me. Good morning, Emma.
Good morning.
So what's the current situation here in the upper Hunter? We've had about several thousand homes throughout the whole area without power since late yesterday.
Yeah, we're still at about 7,500 people without power up there. Now, we've obviously seen some of the bad wind and weather continue last night, which has impacted our crew's ability to work safely, I guess, in those conditions. But as day breaks now, it is a lot easier to get some of this restoration work done. So we're hoping to be able to turn most of those people back on today, but a lot of that will come down to assessing just the depth of the damage caused.
So I know you're not in a position to give guarantees, but it's not necessarily guaranteed everyone will get back on today. I see the winds are forecast to get quite strong again through this afternoon, so it's sort of a bit of a race against time, I imagine.
Yeah, so we've got more than 140 hazards reported on our network, which essentially means there's 140 locations of a fallen tree or a fallen power line or a fallen branch on a power line. So we've really got to get in, remove that debris, assess that damage. If it can be fixed immediately, of course, that's what we're doing. But I guess it's case by case at the moment. So we're hoping to get almost everybody back on today. We do know there's some places where the damage is quite severe, and based on the weather, it may just take us that little bit longer.
So is there any particular areas you can point out that are, I suppose, the most significant as far as customers being without power?
Yeah, sure. We know there's quite a bit of damage in Denman. There's problems in Cessnock and even out in Port Stephens area like Raymond Terrace. So we're hoping most of Muswellbrook and those areas will be back on if they aren't already later this morning. But Denman, there's some particular concerns. We've had most of Cessnock able to get back on, but we've had some problems there. So those are the key areas, but there's even smaller pockets around them which are also being impacted.
Now, we are seeing reports across social media and getting calls here at the radio station about some power lines being down. What's the advice from Ausgrid to the community about that?
Yeah, look, we know in this windy weather, power lines can come down. And, of course, even if there is a blackout in at your home, in your street, in your suburb, please always assume that power line is still live. So if you see a power line, you need to stay at least 8 metres away from it and always call Ausgrid immediately on 13 13 88.
And apart from getting updates here on 2NM, where's the best place for people to stay up to date with what you guys are forecasting as far as having power restored for their area?
Sure. So both our Facebook and our Twitter accounts will pull rolling updates throughout today, but you can also visit our website where there's a live map that will show you where the crews are working or where the power's out and when we hope to be able to restore it. So ausgrid.com.au/outages for that.
And there's a great tool there where you can basically put in your address and it will come up with that information. And sorry, I probably should have asked first, how many crew do you have out and about working on this?
Oh, look, we've got all available crews through the night. They would have just changed over into day shift today. We bring crews in from other areas as well. So where areas aren't as badly impacted, like, say, the Central Coast, we'll bring some of those crews up today as well to work in the Hunter. So everyone that's available is on site. And like I said, they worked all through the night and they'll keep going until we've got the power back on and this weather calms down.
Great. Thanks very much for your time, Emma.
No worries. Thank you.